Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Basement Binge, and welcome back to another Miss Marvel mini, which sadly is only the second when this was supposed to be the sixth. Miss Marvel was a series that I was super excited about, and if you listened to that first episode, I apologize for the unfulfilled promise that I would release a Miss Marvel episode every week. I genuinely wish that's something that I could have done, but with the busyness of school, there was just no way. I did watch the show, and I loved it. I've now finished it. I was like a week behind and got caught up and now finish it. And it's a series that I really love that even though it's hypocritical of me and that I didn't do it every week, it is a series that I do want to give my complete thoughts on now that it's complete. So we're going to follow the same format that we had before with the spoiler-free Miss Marvel Minute. Then we'll get into Kamala Khan and Kamala Kant, and then binge points, and then spec of speculation. So let's get into it now with the Miss Marvel Minute.
Kamala, hey!
Again, completely spoiler-free. And additionally, this review, if you didn't know from the title, is on the whole series, not just the final episode, but the whole series for Miss Marvel. So the series as a whole, what did this character justice? When the first trailer came out and her powers changed from the comics, I was nervous. I've mentioned this before, but Miss Marvel was a character who I just fell in love with way before. Like, they had just announced that they were going to do a series on this eventually, like when Disney Plus was a new thing. And so I started to read her comics, and I just loved the character, particularly that first run that she had, her first two, I would say. I think the first one, I'll look it up later, but the first one was 2016 or 17, I think. Anyway, I just really love the character. I love the personality and the attitude of the entire story and the characters around her and what types of stories are being told with her and how much personal, family, cultural, emotional stakes and values were weaved into her character and how that made her new and made the story real. And I was excited for the series, and the series as a whole did that really well. It brought in an attitude of for Kamala that I love. The other characters brought over well, really well. Although they're still new, I get that sense of who they are, especially loving them and knowing in the comics, I can see the more of what's coming from them. And they did a great job, especially with her family. I thought that the story they told with her family and how they told a story about family, not a story about Kamala with her family around her, but like, of course, she's a central character, but it's about her family and their experience together. And I thought that was exceptionally well done. The attitude and creativity of Kamala, it brings over. There was a lot of editing and stylization of this. It just made me feel right at home with the character and the characterization of the character, if you will, that I had gotten used to in the comics. And it was really, really fun. Again, the culture aspects of Pakistan and Islam, they brought that over so well, and I really, really enjoyed that. The MCU is expanding, and I like the way that they told a broader story that is going to impact things in other ways, but it was more about Kamala experiencing these things, and then later will let them impact it a big way. And it's interesting that some of the complaints I've had about the MCU is how is it going to tie into the bigger picture, not feeling that. And I, maybe it's just because at this point I'm expecting that I'm ready for it, that we're not going to get that, how it ties into the bigger thing yet. But maybe it's also just because this is the story I want from Kamala, is not a huge story about her getting involved in huge things, but just this is Kamala and this is her life. And that is interesting. And the way that they kept me engaged in that story about her life, they did really well. Now, there were some things where when it did try to go bigger, it didn't work the best. There was some CGI that wasn't the best. So yeah, it had some fallings that weren't great. It had some flaws, but for the most part, a series as a whole, looking back, it was one that I really, really enjoyed. And to pull a segment live up, it did not completely exceed them and not quite to it, but got really close to living up to all of my expectations. But it did live up, I would say, on the average overall. So to keep things brief, that is my spoiler-free Miss Marvel Minute. Let's get into spoilers now. Again, spoilers if you have not seen the series. With the next segment,
Kamala
Khan and Kamala Kant, which is a fun play on her name. So these, again, if you don't know, this segment is addressing the things that the series did well or can do and the series didn't do well or can't do. And the thing is that this series felt like two completely different series that were put together. The first three episodes and the last three episodes are very, very different. And even the last episode six is very different than episode four and five. And it's not just because they're in Karachi. It's just because genuinely the story is so different, has a completely different vibe, has a completely different attitude. The story being told is very different. The focus is different. And that is the biggest thing that the film, that the series can do, is balance those two things well. But let's talk about the things that it can do really well. It does, like I mentioned, It does, like I mentioned in the Ms. Marvelman, tell a fantastic story with lots of imagination and heart, and manages to tell a story about the entire family and fill it with emotion and real matters. I thought that the relationship she had with her parents and the difficulty of feeling unaccepted by them, and them coming around to the end and being excited about her being Ms. Marvel and the support of that, that was, while not necessarily what I expected at the beginning of the series, by the time we got to it at the end, it was totally earned and really heartfelt, and I loved it for that. It infuses, the entire series is infused with creativity and personality that I really hope they would bring over from the comics, especially the first three episodes. The stylization, the camera work, the editing, just her high school personality being brought out, and her excitement to be Ms. Marvel and what that means, and just her excitement about life in general, and her attitude and optimism and just like colorfulness, I would say, came over really, really well. I love those scenes where she's like, this is the plan. And that felt like right out of the comic. They really did pull so much visually from the comics, and it works really well. It also, the series extremely well can endear you to the characters, specifically Kamala and her story and what she's going through, but also the characters around her. Obviously, Bruno, he's a big character. Nakia, her parents, Amir, they all do so much, and you love them and care for them, and you love them together, and it works so well, especially Nakia and Kamala. That was a relationship that in the first episode I was like, oh no, we don't get anything about it, and I loved their relationship. I thought that it worked really well, and I can't wait to see what else it does. They really made you care about these characters and what they were going through, and not just like the, oh, they're fighting a bad guy, but just like the personal emotional things and the things that they cared about, you cared about. Of course, it introduces a lot of new things into the MCU as well, with a new vibe. Kamala is very different than what we traditionally... Kamala is very different than Moon Knight, for example. Kamala is very different than Thor or Doctor Strange, and that is exciting to have a youngness and a newness to the MCU. Obviously, this is something the kids love. The culture of Pakistan and Islam religion, that those were brought in so well. And I was reading an article and it was said something, I can't find it, but it was said something along the lines of this, that the creators of the series wanted to have this culture in a way where you could care about this character and her religion and her family dynamics and culture and all the aspects of that, even though it's completely different than yours. And I think that they did that exceptionally well. I'm not Muslim, I'm Christian, and not necessarily that those things are in opposition, but they are different, and the cultures that come with that. And I am not an immigrant, and I don't know what that, and I also don't live in Jersey City. And I've talked about this before, that I think it's awesome that people who are that get that type of representation, and they feel that they have a character who experiences what they experience, but they wrote a character that me and my experiences, I could relate to, or I could care about, and both. And I thought that they did that exceptionally well. And really that comes down to the performances. All the actors did a fantastic job. I love the way that they brought these characters to life from the page, who I really genuinely have cared about. I love Kamala and her story, and I love Kamala in the MCU as well. And it's really because of the actors and the way they portrayed it. Now, the things that the series can't do is handle that intimacy, I would say, that the smallness of Kamala and her family and her story, in contrast to the MCU expanding into new dimensions and mystic stuff, right? All that size of it, that is in stark contrast to the high school teenage girl discovering herself and figuring out family dynamics. Very different. And it just doesn't gel well. It is very much two different things. And that's even more exaggerated by one being in Karachi and one being in New Jersey. But they just don't gel well. And I never found a way that they could. And that's a bummer, because those things that it does introduce into the MCU, while I think could have waited, I would say are exciting, right? There's a lot of, I'll talk about this more in Binge Points, but there's a lot of things that hint towards the Ten Rings and a connectivity to the MCU that I've been excited to see. And it just kind of hints at that and lays the footwork for it. But they do not gel well together. In fact, the best way to explain this is that Ms. Marvel's original comic, let me look it up here super quick, one second. So those comics that I was referencing earlier, the one that I really, really loved is Ms. Marvel from 2014 to 2015 by Willow Wilson and Adrian Alfona. I think that's how you say their names. Great series. I really, really loved it. But in that series, about halfway through, they switched head artists. And not that one is bad, but they're very different. And it's kind of jarring, right? Because you turn the page and you just suddenly get a completely different look. And I liked both of them, and I eventually came to like the second one. But at first, I really didn't like the second one. I almost put down the book because it was so jarring, the difference between the two. And the same story was being told. It was the next issue. It was just a continuation of where the previous one had left off. It wasn't like it was jumping. It was literally just a continuation. But the visual difference really exaggerated it. And I would say that that's here as well. The story being told in Jersey is connected to the story being told in Karachi. They are different. They do have different elements. One is a little bit more expansive and one is a little bit smaller, but they bleed into each other as they should. But the visual difference and how Jersey looked, and I'm not just talking about like culturally or architecturally or whatever. I'm saying that the stylistic visual presentation of the series through the cinematography, the editing, the color, the visual effects, the chance for style on the screen was so much more apparent in Jersey and not in Karachi. And again, you got to match the mood to what's being told. And I'm not expecting those things to just be all over the place nonstop, but that's the best way I can describe it, is that you visually recognize the difference and you felt the difference in the story be exaggerated that way, that made them feel a little bit more disconnected, almost as if you were reading a different book, which again, that felt like, but it's still a fantastic series. I do like both art styles now. It just took me some getting used to because I was not expecting it. But either way, honestly, if you haven't read any of them, all of Ms. Marvel's stories are fantastic. I really enjoyed that one. Like I said, it's from 2014 to 2015 by Willow Wilson and Adrian Alfona. There's some other great ones. There's one that just started in 2019. Well, I guess just started. That was a while ago. That's currently running. And that one I also really, really enjoy. So yeah, just if you want to read some comics, I'd recommend Ms. Marvel a lot, if you can't tell. So moving on to the next segment, binge points, right after this interruption.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Thanks for enduring that interruption with me. Let's move on to binge points. Because we got to reference things like the Ten Rings, mutants, Inhumans, what's going on with that? Are we just going to skip over that and go straight to mutants? And then tons and tons of references to the comics, including the titles of the episodes. A lot of the titles of the episodes share names with that initial series that I keep referencing that I love with the titles of those issues. So for example, just to bring that out first. So how can I see all the episodes? Here we go. So the episodes we have, the final one is No Normal, and that is volume one is No Normal. Then we have Generation Y is the first episode, and that is the name of volume two, which is tons of fun. Crushed is volume three, and that's episode two. And then Time and Time Again is volume 10 of Ms. Marvel, the series that picked up in 2015. So yeah, it's it's a ton of fun. Anyway, the Ten Rings. When Kamala's grandmother is looking for the bangle and they find it, there is a Ten Rings logo. I think it's in episode 3, if I remember right. There is, why can't I remember? I think it was episode 3. There's a Ten Rings logo like on the ground, engraven in the ground where they find this bangle. And from the beginning of the series, I really felt like her bangle was connected to the Ten Rings, the ancientness of it, the connection to another dimension type thing, the Ten Rings, somewhat connection to another dimension, and just the entire vibe of it. I think that they're going to be related in some capacity. Then we had the huge M war dropped with mutants at the very end with Bruno. I can't believe I just called him Brian. Oh man, Kamran really wore off of me. Bruno, that was funny. Okay, Bruno, when he mentioned that she might be a mutant, I saw it leaning towards it that he was going to say, you know, is he going to say inhuman or something? And I thought, I love Inhumans. Ms. Marvel was my first Inhuman comic that I had read, and I like this idea. I think that it could be really interesting. The Mist, the Terrigen Mist, I think is what it's called, being in the MCU is so interesting to me. I would love that, and to see that come about in some way, but I know that we're not going to. I think especially with the I think it was a TV movie, or maybe it was a series, Inhumans. I haven't watched it. It was horrible. But, I mean, we got Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Spoilers if you haven't seen that for like 5 seconds. We got Black Bolt in that. So clearly they're acknowledging the existence of Inhumans. Okay, spoiler over. But they do reference mutants. So, yeah, they change her powers. She's a mutant in some way. Are we going to have the mutant gene is something that has to be unlocked, right? That this bangle unlocked it for her. So maybe they're going to like combine the idea of inhuman and mutant, that you're a mutant, that's a gene within you that might just come about on its own, or some event, something could unlock the power. So that way, if some specific characters they want to wait to introduce that is a mutant, you know, then they can trigger some type of event or some thing, some object, something happens and it unlocks that mutant gene in the individual, and suddenly we have Wolverine, or we have Storm, or whatever, right? Pick your mutant. Or when we have enough mutants and we get to the point where we want to have more, we can have some big multiversal event or some big cosmic event that happens over the entire Earth or universe, and suddenly that gene is unlocked in all mutants, and it slowly comes about, you know, in puberty or in other things, and it no longer requires an event or an object, some type of interaction to unlock. So I don't know, that's the way I see it going, but again, this is all speculation. Again, the creators of the series thought it would be fun to use that word. It doesn't necessarily mean that Kamala is a mutant. It's just, you know, we use that word in so many different ways in our world. Things mutate and are a mutation. So yeah, we'll see what it means. And the creators of the series talked about how Marvel is really tight about what they are doing with mutants. So Kevin Feige, he's got the lock and key hidden somewhere. So we'll see what's happening to the mutants. Now, I think I would have more binge points if I had watched the series more recently. It's been about a week since I finished it. I've been busy with school. So, you know, a lot of those references to the comics and visual cues and things, I'm kind of missing. These are just kind of the big ones I want to talk about. So moving on to the last segment, which I kind of just did, speck of speculation. This used to be hypothesized with Harrison, and that was just too much. I don't like hypothesizing. This is just a little bit, a speck of speculating what might come. So you already heard my speculations about mutants and what that means, and a little bit about Ten Rings. I think that in some way we're going to see the Ten Rings, both the actual rings and the power associated with them, and the bangle being connected, maybe in their origin, orange, oh my gosh, long time listeners know that, their origin and power in some way, and then also the organization of the Ten Rings being tied to, or some type of involvement either previously or coming with Kamala and her family. So that's what I'm speculating. Additionally, at the very end of the episode, we have Captain Marvel showing up in her room. I think that at the end of Ten Rings, again, we had Carol Danvers talking to Shang-Chi and Bruce Banner was there, and I think Rocket was there too. They were trying to figure out what is this ancient power that's in the rings. I think that she, Captain Marvel, again, because we have the Skrull series, Secret Invasion coming up. I think that Captain Marvel is doing some type of travel, be that interdimensional or just some type of space travel to get to where the Skrulls are or whatever, and trying to use the power with the rings, and somehow this is all tied together, and that caused the switch up with Ms. Marvel because of the connection to the rings, to the bangle, to Ms. Marvel involvement in using that power, and it got a mix up somehow. That's what I see happening. Again, we got Secret Invasion coming up. The Marvels coming out eventually. Next year. Yeah, who knows? And I think eventually we're going to see this all come together with things like the gods that are happening in Thor: Love and Thunder. I'm not going to say anything about that just in case you haven't seen it yet. But obviously the gods' involvement in that, and then the Eternals and the Celestials, and that these bigger cosmic things that teaser at the end of Doctor Strange, the multiverse expanding. I think we're going to see these things come together and kind of collide in some type of connection, not where everything is like super connected, but where the individual connections, right, that maybe like Miss Marvel is related to the Ten Rings, and obviously Moon Knight with his Egyptian gods is related to Thor in some way, and then we have the multiverse tied in here somewhere, and then and maybe like these four or five individual connections we have all lead together into one bigger connection that happens later, right? Because we got obviously things happening on Earth with like, you know, now Captain America or Falcon and the Winter Soldier, things with Loki, you know, and the multiverse in that way, and Kang. So yeah, there's a lot going on. And how, just again, in speculation, how can something like Captain America 4, which I know they're working on, really be significant when the multiverse is at stake, you know? But also the multiverse is at stake and we don't know, and our life on Earth still matters. So who knows? We'll see what happens. Yeah, those are my speculations. Either way, I'm excited to see Kamala and her story continue. I hope we get another series. I am telling you right now, I am going to go back and reread the story. My birthday just happened. Might get some birthday money. If I do, maybe I'll get the books and actually own them this time. If not, I'm going to go check them out from the library and I'm going to read them again. So this is rekindled, not rekindled. Because I already loved Ms. Marvel. It's made me want to re-enjoy Ms. Marvel because Ms. Marvel is a super fun character. So thank you for joining me here at the Basement Binge to talk about Ms. Marvel. Let me know. You can send me an email. You can talk to me on TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, message me, whatever. You can leave a review on Podchaser, which is super helpful. However you want to get in contact with me, let me know your thoughts about this series. Again, reviews on Podchaser or wherever you're listening to podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you may do it, is super helpful to let other know that the show is quality. I recommend Podchaser just because it is a great source. It's like the IMDb of podcasts, and you can find out anything you want about podcasts, not just the Basement Binge. Additionally, you can review each individual episode, not just the show as a whole. And it is super helpful when you leave those reviews. So all of those things linked below. Again, Podchaser is very helpful. Subscribe to the Basement Binge if you aren't, because good things are coming. Obviously, we got a review on Where the Crawdads Sing, a book that my wife and I loved. That is coming up. We've already seen it. She wants to go see it again, and I don't blame her. It was a good movie, so excited to review that, and my wife will be joining me. She called me earlier today, brief story, and because I told her, okay, let me take it back a little bit. We saw the movie. We loved it. We'd read the book before the movie came out, before the movie was even announced, and she wanted to go see the movie opening night. She's like, of all the movies you make me go see opening night, this is the one that I actually want to see. So we went and saw it. That's not what she sounds like. But then after, I was like, hey, would you finally join me for the podcast? She said no. And then she called me today. She said, I've been thinking about Where the Crawdads Sing and I want to go see it again. I said, okay, we will go see it again if you are willing to record an episode with me. And she said she would. So she's going to be joining me for the first time ever. So subscribe to the Basement Binge for that. Additionally, Matt and Rob from Matt Goes to the Movies have been joining me as we work our way through the live action Transformers movies. Seriously, a dream come true to be finally reviewing the Transformer movies on the Basement Binge. All super exciting. Subscribe wherever you currently listen to podcasts. But in case you haven't heard enough, this is the Basement Binge. My name is Harrison, and that's all for now. Ciao, ciao.
The Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.